do, sadly. So today, I'm going to do a get to know me episode, which is definitely a long time coming and way overdue. But still, it's a little weird, but in a good way to talk about myself. It's like different from doing talking about other people or doing a interview. It's actually talking about my dreams, my aspirations, everything about me. So I really wanted to make it special and really tell you more things that you might not know. So to start off this conversation, Rosa asked why I got into podcasting. Actually, first and foremost, before we get into that, I just want to say thank you to all of my supporters who have ever gotten me here to this point, who actually tune in, download my videos, watch and consume my content. Thank you so much. So, why I got into podcasting? So, this starts way back when I was really young. My mom abandoned me when I was 3 months old. I grew up with a nanny because my dad was always working. And basically, I mean, there's a lot of events that happened in between then, but I grew up and I sought outer validation because I didn't get that at home. And that led me to a destructive path of drugs and alcohol and, sex, honestly, and just really, really horrible things. Things that, I don't regret doing, but, I wouldn't wish it upon anybody. I've gone through lots of abuse. So, it's comes in cycles, reaching rock bottom. But when I was about 17, I reached an actual rock bottom, like the absolute worst of the worst. And then I moved into my grandparents' house and began to take care of myself. I started focusing on school, focusing on my health. I got clean off of drugs. I started reading and developed an interest to begin blogging because I realized if I'm helping myself get better, then I can help other people get better, which I'm so glad that, I actually went through these challenges so that I'm able to be here now and talk about it with you. So I started researching for months how to have a blog and a podcast, but I was way too scared to actually start. I remember there was one day that I decided I was sitting on my bed and I had like tons of notes at this point, and I was like, I just need to start. So I hired a guy off of Fiverr to build my website for me. And he was like, where's the content? And then so I had nothing. And so I had to, it kind of made me start because I spent like half of like all of my savings to build a website. I had no content. So I had to like just jump into it. And yeah, I think that honestly, it happened perfectly the way it did because if it didn't happen that way, I don't know if I would have started. So I hope that answers your question, Rosa. Gavin, how do you stay so positive? This is a very deep question. So at this point in my life, I finally realized the importance of my thoughts, my words, and my actions. All three create our realities. So we really have no control over the past or the future. So there's no point to live in those spaces. Living in the present moment is peaceful. So honestly, for me, being positive, I get that a lot. It's really interesting, actually. People get such a calm vibe from me when I feel like I'm not, I don't know. I can't tell from an outer perspective, but you know, I do stress out a little bit sometimes, but I make it a productive stress. But anyway, how do I stay so positive? I look for the good in everything. You know, there's even in the worst of the worst shit, like there's good to be found in it. You know, being taken advantage of, being abused and just treated in the worst ways possible has made me so strong. So honestly, like for example, if someone's tire goes flat in the car of their family, the positive upside to that could be that they get to spend time in the car of their family waiting for the tow truck to come. You know, who knows what could have happened? Maybe they would have gone an accident later down on the freeway. Life happens in very weird ways. But also having, like, I feel like I have a purpose in life has definitely helped with my positivity. I honestly feel like my purpose in life is to help people. And so when I know that I have a purpose in life, it makes it a lot easier to wake up every day and try to learn new things that I can utilize to help people and stuff like that. I remember that when I, you know, of course there's times when I feel down. Of course there's times I feel down. And I just know that when that happens, it's just temporary. Feeling down is healthy. You can't, I mean, I don't know, maybe some people feel amazing all the time, but I feel like that's almost unattainable. And it's okay to feel down, just to know that it's temporary. Honestly, another way that I stay positive all the time is having a relationship with God. I am not by any means like extremely religious or anything like that, but I like to pray at least once or twice a day. I, you know, meditate. And by having a relationship with God, I don't worry about the future. I don't worry about what's to come. I just have faith that everything's going to work out. And it always does. I believe in miracles. I believe that there are good people out there. I believe that if someone wants to go after their dreams, then they can really do it, especially with the help of whatever higher power is out there. So let's talk about my hobbies. I love to cook. I'm not gonna say I'm the greatest, but I'm not the worst. I'm actually a vegetarian and I've been vegetarian for about the last 2 years. I think my go-to like things to cook are probably sauteed vegetables, salads, soups. Those are like the things on the top of my head, but, oh, and pasta. I love pasta. So I also love to garden. I have a patio garden. I have a fairly large patio garden, and I do have plants in my room. I have in my garden thyme, oregano, flowers, roses, peppers, peas, beans, tomatoes. Yeah, I really love to garden. So I was born and raised in California, which I think has impacted my life and who I am now, because I grew up in a high school that I think had like 5,000 kids in there. And you know, being in LA, there's a lot of materialistic people, and it made me feel very body conscious when I was younger. I had to grow from a lot of bullying and those kinds of things, but definitely living by the beach was always a sanctuary for me. I mean, I remember back in high school, when I did go to the high school that was by the beach, I would go to the beach almost every day. I loved to roller skate by the beach. The beach is definitely very comforting to me. I consider myself to be very kind, sweet, loving, caring, trustworthy, and dependable. I love being there for people. I love being a great friend. Like, I honestly try my best to be a good human being. My favorite ice cream is pistachio. I just love pistachio. Thank you. Thank you. My favorite flower is red roses. And I love to be gifted a live plant rather than flowers because I love plants. Flowers just die. I don't see a point. My favorite kind of music is indie. I also like pop. Sometimes there's a mood for rap. I like lo-fi. I actually have been getting introduced to some country, which is a little strange. It's just this year, like, I started hearing some that I thought was actually kind of nice. I like EDM, again, at the right time. I do love raves, do not get me wrong. And yeah, I'm a pretty much an easy, I love everything, yeah. So my favorite kind of clothes to wear is little black dresses. I also enjoy painting and singing and drawing and dancing when nobody's looking. So I got this question from Austin. When was the last time that I was truly happy? Well, honestly, the last time I was truly happy was when I woke up and thanked God for letting me live another day. But besides that, last weekend I went to the beach and I swam in the water and I went kind of far, I went sort of deeper. And honestly, it was just so serene. I just, like, my eyes are like watering. I love the water. And so when I was just swimming in the water, it made me feel so calm and so happy. Something that I think I want to share with you guys, because, you know, obviously, so every person has parts in their lives that are thoughts in their heads called a gremlin that hold them back from achieving their fullest potential in life. And, you know, I'm not an exception to that. I definitely have little things that get in my way. And the biggest feeling or thought that I get is feeling like I'm not good enough. Sometimes I struggle with believing that I deserve success, happiness, abundance, love, or believing that I'm worthy or good enough, which is, I know it's complete bullshit. I know, but it is what it is. I've been trying my best to conquer those fears and doubts by being my bravest self. Because when you have a fear, but you take action anyway, that fear is squashed. So what I'm doing now is I'm a babysitter in my day job. I obviously have my podcast. I'm in school with IPEC, Professional Excellence in Coaching, to become a certified professional life coach and become certified by the ICF, which is the International Coaching Federation. Eventually, I'm on that road. And now I'm starting a new business. So yes, I'm starting a new coaching business. So why I chose to become a coach has largely to do with the same reason why I started a podcast. You know, I went through a lot of trials and tribulations in my life, and I decided that I wanted to use my experiences to motivate and uplift people. I came from a place that was so low, and I learned how to love myself, and I want to help other people do that. People like you. So Rosa also asked me, what is the worst thing I ever experienced? And what's the scariest thing I ever experienced? So, oh my gosh, the tears are already coming. The worst thing that I experienced was my friend Connor overdosing and passing away. That was definitely the worst thing I ever experienced. When I first heard the news, I just couldn't stop crying for hours. It was very painful, and it still is, clearly. And the scariest thing I've ever gone through is being attacked by gangsters while leaving a party in downtown Los Angeles at like 3 a.m. I actually got in a fight with a older African-American man who brought out something in me that I really didn't know that I had. I mean, I knew I was a boss bitch, but I didn't know that, you know, it sparked this fight or flight response in me. And I remembered my dad telling me when I was a little girl, the people who survive, the women who make it out, are the ones that fight. And I fought, I punched him in the face. I honestly, it was such a blur, it happened so fast. But he got scared, he ran away. And yeah, that's what happened. So that was definitely like the scariest thing in my life. So Felix asked, what's my morning routine? So Felix, thanks for asking. This is an amazing question. And know that it is still in progress. But it goes something like waking up at 7 a.m, taking Lila, my dog, outside to go to the bathroom, making tea. I'm fun fact, I'm allergic to coffee. I know. So I drink tea. I meditate and I pray and I stretch. I take a shower. I water my plants, and then I go for a walk, and then I study or do online work, or then I have a meeting, which is basically meetings every morning and every day after I get home from work, and then go to work, and then come home and get on a meeting again. But the important distinction that I want to say is before I go on any kind of meeting or any kind of electronic period, I turn my phone off before I go to bed at night, and I don't turn it back on until after I've meditated. So this is really important because honestly, a lot of people sleep with their phones under their pillows. And the thing is that when you wake up and check your phone first thing in the morning, you're plugging right into the consciousness of society. And there's always, when you check your phone, there's always something to reply to, something to do. In the morning, it's so important to plug into yourself. How do you feel? Really, how do you feel? And how do you want to start your day off? What is your intention? So it's really important to keep that phone off until after you've consulted with yourself. So my night routine is actually really important to me. I'm a very routine-oriented person, actually. I used to be really good at it. Nowadays, it's getting a little harder. But I try to start getting ready for bed at 9:30 because my night routine takes a long time. I start trying to get ready for bed at 9:30. And then I have my Clarisonic, and then yeah, I could, maybe I should make a separate video for my night routine, but I take my vitamins and I pray to God and I say a thank you prayer. And the reason why I say thank you prayer is because living in a place of gratitude is such a great way to manifest more abundance into your life. And honestly, it's another way to stay positive, just gratitude in general. So John asked, what do my tattoos mean? Okay, John, if I talked about what all of my tattoos mean, we would be sitting here for like a really long time. So, oh, and just in case like you guys don't know, I have probably about like 15 tattoos, give or take. And like one really big one on my back. So I'll talk about 5 of them, not favorite in any particular order, but so I have my little brother Ricky's name on behind my back. I'll just show you. So can you see Ricky? Well, anyway, whether you saw it or not, there's Ricky, my little brother. I love him so much. And he just moved to Brazil, which is insane, but I love that little guy. I have a koi fish on my arm here. Oh, it's hard to see. I have a koi fish on my arm. So that represents my dad. I have a dove holding a snake on my leg, which represents fighting injustice. I have birds on my collarbone to represent taking the jump and not fearing the fall. I have a dragon on my right upper rib to represent me, my alter ego. Here, I'll just show you, who cares? So this is my dragon. Fun fact, I got that in Las Vegas when I was 16 with my fake ID. And so my vision and my goal for my business. So this has no particular timeline, just what I envision now. I see myself publishing a few books, and I wasn't 100% sure if I wanted to share this information, but know that I actually am in the midst of writing my first book now. So you will see books coming eventually. I am growing my hope, and actually I know that I will grow my podcast to incredible heights. I would love to travel and speak to audiences and scale my coaching business to a full-time coaching business within the next 3 years. And eventually, once I settle down more, I would love to have my own wellness practice for healing and coaching sessions. So I'd love to learn holographic kinetics. Look it up if you've never heard of it. Hypnotherapy and Reiki. I'm sure that along the road, I'm going to pick up more things I want to learn, but right now, those are what I want to learn. And I would love to have a clinic or a practice dedicated to healing the mind, the body, and the soul. Perhaps I'll have other physicians and coaches there, who knows? But right now, I would love to have something like that. So I want to share with you what keeps me going and motivated. And honestly, it's just changing the lives of people just like you to fulfill my purpose in life and what I was born on earth to do, to be the best version of myself and set an example for my sisters. Fame is not my only goal. My real and biggest goal is to help as many people as I can. What keeps me going is love, loving myself, loving the planet, loving people, earth, wanting to do the most good in the world that I can do. And you know, being like a light worker is not always easy. Sometimes it's actually really hard. So kudos to all of you out there who are also fellow light workers, because we feel very deeply. So why am I so passionate about helping people love themselves? Well, because I know what it's like to be in that dark place, to not love yourself, to be depressed, to actually hate yourself, not know what your purpose is. My goal is to help people love themselves so unapologetically that they are living in their power and success comes to them in every area of their life because of it. So I hope that you enjoyed this podcast episode about getting to know me. I would love to learn more about you. You can find me at Dear Lovely Universe on Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, or Facebook, or YouTube. And just, I'm mostly on Instagram though, and send me a message about what you thought of it and what you'd like to share with me. I would love to know what's your favorite hobby, what keeps you motivated, why are you so positive if you are, and you can visit DearLovelyUniverse.com for more blogs and podcasts. You can also search Dear Lovely Universe on your favorite streaming platform. My website, KaylinFu.com, is coming soon. That is going to be my coaching website. I post new episodes every Friday. You can sponsor this podcast at DearLovelyUniverse.com/sponsor. /support. And I would really appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts. It really helps a lot. And like, I just really appreciate the feedback. So one food for thought that I want to leave you with is, are you living your life to the fullest? And if not, what's holding you back? With that, I want to give you a kiss and have a wonderful day.